This is KERA News. I'm Bill Ziebel. The U.S. Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals today unanimously ruled the Texas voter ID law violates the Voting Rights Act. North Texas Congressman Mark Vesey led that fight. The law, though, is still intact, and it's going back to a lower court. Voter ID laws in some states are legal. The Texas version from 2011 is considered one of the most restrictive in the nation. It was ushered through the Republican legislature by then-Governor Rick Perry and the man who'd replace him, Attorney General Greg Abbott.
The court has found that their actions went so far that they violated the Voting Rights Act, and now, in order for Texans to vote, they won't be held to an unfair restriction.
That's Matt Angle with the Lone Star Project, a Democratic political action committee. The court says the law is discriminatory, but not necessarily by design. Angle says there's an easy fix.
All they had to do was make it so that Texas voters could get an ID without having to go to extraordinary trouble or extraordinary expense, and to also allow alternative forms of photo ID so that if they didn't have a driver's license, they could vote with some other reasonable ID.
For example, Angle says rural Hispanic and African American voters might not have access to birth certificates sometimes needed for an ID, especially if they were born outside of Texas. Democrats call this ruling a victory, but so does Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, a Republican. He takes that view because the ruling leaves the voter ID law intact. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick took a different tack. He strongly disagreed with the ruling, saying the state law was, quote, intended to protect the right to vote and preserve confidence in the system, regardless of race, ethnicity, or socioeconomic status. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.